Kate.
Hey, Jean.
We are so excited to be introducing Navigating the AI Shift.
I'm so happy we're doing this because we've been talking about it for a while, but we got a bit in our heads about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of, oh, are we far enough along? Are we the right people? Are we on the cutting edge of all things AI to be the ones teaching this course?
And then we remembered that we are trained coaches. And so much of coaching is supporting people through transitions. So we came up with something that we hope will support people through this transition, or at least the start of it.
Yeah, it is such a scary and exciting time in tech right now. And we designed this course to help you navigate the transition and shift that balance away from fear and more towards excitement and possibility.
Exactly. I don't know about you, but I am finding the conversation online like very overwhelming and intimidating.
Yeah, I've had to opt out of a lot of spaces. I've been on spring break and I just open up LinkedIn or wherever and I'm just so overwhelmed. It's easy to feel like you're so behind, even as someone who's trying to keep up with things.
Exactly. I think there's value in the online discourse, but you really have to figure out what you can apply. And also, people are only sharing their wins, which I know is wrong. Like, we broke production today.
Yeah, that's true. So in this course, we'll be sharing a snapshot of our workflows, but they're not at all cutting edge. They're what is working for us. By the time you listen to this, I'm sure they'll have changed. They're changing all the time, but they're not coming from a place of let us keep up to date with the cutting edge. It's just iteration and evolution of what's working for us.
Exactly. And we're coming at it less from a how can we be AI influencers and much more how can we get more done using these tools and how can we ensure that these tools are supportive in our collaboration and we're not DOSing each other.
So if you're here to figure out if this course is right for you or if you already signed up, here's a few things that the course is and isn't. So it's definitely not a technical deep dive. We will share some tips and workflows that have worked for us, but there are a ton of different places you can get more of a technical deep dive. And we actually find that so overwhelming and overwhelmingly the content that is out there that we wanted to offer something different.
Exactly. This is not another list of prompting tips or, I don't know, optimism theater. We're not going to evangelize context engineering, although it is very useful and we do use it.
Yeah, this is really a course to help people who are feeling hesitant, a little reluctant, dealing with some of the unprocessed identity threat to help those folks get onto the other side of that initial hump.
Exactly. This is everything we do with DRI Your Career. We're trying to make the benefit of coaching available to people at a more accessible price point. So this is a coaching journey in support of your transition. It's not really education.
Yeah. And there's so much AI content out there, but we created something that really is meant to take you through this shift of navigating the AI changes. And so we'll start with processing some of that identity shift, starting with those feelings, moving into the doing, building out your own project, and then ending with how do you bring those learnings back to your team and the people around you. And throughout, we'll be in the comments, in your Google Docs, in your exercises, and on Slack for any support that you need. It's unlike anything we've seen and completely unique to our experience and our skill sets.
Exactly. Fundamentally, we're both optimistic about this. Both were optimistic about what the technology can do when used well, but also still very optimistic that engineers still have a place post-AI. Carving out your specific place in that is about figuring out how to use it effectively, but also figuring out what are your differentiating skills that you really want to build on.
Yeah, there's so much fear around our jobs being taken away, and a lot of the course is really navigating those fears and getting to the other side of them, and also helping you identify what are the attributes and skill sets that you've built up in your career that transition really well to this new reality we're in.
There is a project at the core of this course, which is different from our other courses. And it's really because in tech, we always say RTFM, But that is not how we learn, is it?
Yeah, we need space to experiment. We need to space to do the thing and then learn from doing the thing and iterate on our processes. Having the space to experiment at your day job is so hard. There's so much pressure to just move faster and faster. You might have some top-down mandate to use AI, and we know that just doesn't create the conditions and environment where you feel safe to experiment and play and be curious.
Exactly. And increasingly, I'm hearing more that whilst there is this mandate, there's also a bunch of constraints in the tooling that make it frustrating to do a ton of things. The idea of you go and make your greenfield thing using whatever it is that you want to use, and you can then use that information to come back to the constraints and be more effective within them.
And if you find this intimidating, I'll just share that I haven't really considered myself someone who has a lot of programming side projects in the last 2 decades. I have become someone who has a lot of projects running, and I think AI has enabled that. But you don't have to be someone who's always been tinkering on the side to do this course.
And also, you don't need to have an idea. We will help you find a good idea. That is part of it.
And also, it doesn't have to be a good idea. It could just be an idea. No, it's your first idea.
Yeah. A reasonable idea? I don't know. It could be a bad idea, but a good idea for learning. Everything is included. We want your wildest ideas. My first AI coded project was my unhinged What Would Kuna You quiz.
Which is a great idea, Kate. It's not going to replace your tech salary.
No, totally. Your ideas were a lot more practical, and we'll talk about how we came up with them, what we got from them, and what we didn't get from them.
I kept getting in my head of, I need to come up with a good idea, because that's how tech has been, right? Like, you only have bandwidth to pursue the right idea, and that's totally changed. And so I started off with something so low stakes. I made a Trader Joe's snack box builder. You put in all these constraints of food restrictions, budget constraints, and then it gives you a box of things you could buy for a friend at Trader Joe's. So super, super low stakes. And all it really did was gave me a little bit of delight and got me using the tools.
Amazing. I love your snacking motivation, which raccoons are also very motivated by snacking. So let's talk about how to get the most out of it. Giving yourself time to think is always our first tip. Don't race through everything. Carve out some time for yourself. That's the goal.
Yeah. Take the project seriously. I would read through the content and listen to our audio on the earlier side so you have space to build and carve out a few short working sessions throughout the 2 weeks for each module.
Yeah, this is particularly important if you decide to do this on the free plan. We do think you can do it on the free plan, but it will require you to be a bit more organized. And then the last tip is honest and rough beats polished and safe. Like, the documents you'll share with us, the ideas, the projects. We're not here to judge you. We're just here to help you. There is no A in this. There is only showing up as whoever you are and however you are. And we're here to hold that space for you and support you.
Yeah, and the entire premise of this course is that it's hard to find a space that's super safe, super exploratory, judgment-free, and so the way we're showing up for you is to hold that space.
100%. So Jean, what are you hoping for everybody at the end of this course?
I hope that folks can move from a mindset of scarcity and fear of being replaced or missing out to a mindset of more possibility, and also trust in ourselves that we can navigate this transition with clarity and confidence.
I love that. Yeah, my wish for everybody is confidence and a little fun.
Yeah, it can be a lot of fun.
Exactly. I'm totally here for people's weirdest creations, but useful is also good. But if you liked this podcast, this is part of it. We do 4 of these. They get increasingly unhinged sometimes. We tried to have fun making this. We want you to have fun doing it. And we would really love you to join us.
All right. See you all in the course.
Bye.